We've been watching the development, however slowly, of the bullet train between Dallas and Houston. And it's been a while since we've had an update, but really a very pleasant update that came out last week. They've got $300 million in loans that evidently now to get up close to construction. The money man for this, the man who's been out shaking the trees, is Tim Keith, president of Texas Central Partners, as it's known. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be talking to you.
Thank you. And double pleasure when $300 million falls out of the tree. Is that?
Those are good days, yes.
So tell me, so where are you right now? And what for example, what's the $300 million going to be used for?
Well, the great news is the $300 million will put people to work. It'll put Texans to work, and it's going to be directly translating into jobs directly with Texas Central, and also engineering firms and other consulting firms that are working directly for us.
So the engineering, I mean, it was done to an extent. You know the alignment, and evidently you got a blessing for the alignment. So now this is the detailed engineering that you have to have in place before you begin construction?
That's right. The draft environmental impact statement identified the preferred alternative, so now we know which alignment we need to go do precise engineering and design work for.
But we're still waiting. Is it the Federal Railroad Administration that has to give a final blessing on all this?
That's correct. We have the DEIS. Now we're waiting for the F, as in final environmental impact statement, which is what we're working on every day and what some of this capital will use to move that forward.
So best estimate, when does the dirt fly?
So this capital allows us to keep moving on pace and even where we can speed up, particularly on design and construction scheduling and cost estimating, and moves us to a position to where we can see a closing of what we call financial closing in 2019. And then that would trigger construction, and we'd issue notices to proceed.
And then you still think 5 years on a build-out?
Yes, we're targeting a five-year build-out. The safety and commissioning process is the last step in the construction, and that's one that we're trying to schedule out now and blend into the actual civil and systems construction time period.
So where are we in the hearings and the landowners, some of whom were, you know, are still in opposition to the line and eminent domain and that sort of thing? There are a lot of parallel paths that are taking place.
There are a lot of parallel paths, and we keep doing what we set out to do at the beginning, which is talking to families and individuals and businesses that will be neighbors of ours in the future, and working one-on-one, talking about their property and our plans, and working hard to have, easy good conclusions of those conversations.
So tell me about the support. I think probably the last time we talked, Drayton McLean had just been brought on as a big backer and also as chairman of the board, one of the major investors. We know Jack Matthews is involved, and you've got some Fort Worth money out. Tell me about the support you're getting.
Well, it's great. The support from the Texas public is frankly overwhelming and humbling. It's really exciting to bring Texans the train they want, and more they tell us they need. As you look at congestion growing and prosperity growing and more Texans moving here every day, we just see the opportunity to make Texas a better place.
Are you getting help out of Washington? This seemed like, you know, just exactly the sort of infrastructure project that the new administration was pointing to that was needed in the United States at this time.
Yes, we it's very clear to us that we fit the narrative of President Trump, and we're working with the Federal Railroad Administration and other agencies in Washington, D.C. to complete our permitting process and get this project started.
But not for funding, right? I mean, this is all going to be privately funded?
Yes, so private equity will be the primary sponsor of this. So that's institutional capital from the U.S. and other places in the world that want investment opportunities in long-term infrastructure projects.
Is this an investment? How are you pitching this? I mean, is this an investment that will cash flow, or is it the development that takes place around it and sort of the synergy that really is the appealing part of it?
those institutional investors that will place the equity into Texas Central really are after long-term cash flows. They have liabilities to pay to their plan holders and benefit holders, and they want to match those long-dated liabilities with long-term cash flow.
So the last I saw was, I train roughly every 30 minutes, 34 times a day one way to Houston, is that right?
That's correct.
And can you fill them all up?
Like any other transportation company, we plan to fill them up as much as possible, but most importantly, make sure it's a comfortable riding experience for our passengers. And if we saw demand going to a high level that would see us filling every seat, we would add more services and increase our frequency to something more than the likes of every 15 minutes or every 10 minutes even.
Wow. So as an interested observer, what's the next timeline I'm watching for? When's the next major event likely to take place?
The next major event for us is permitting milestone, and that would be the FEIS, or that final environmental impact statement, being released as soon as possible. We're targeting that over the coming months, and that will be a major milestone because every project needs permits before it can attract all of its capital.
And then I guess you continue with land acquisition. How far are you along on that, identifying the land that you need and getting the rights to it?
Well, now that we've had the preferred alignment identified, we've now also been able to get the benefit of the 25,000 public comments that were made, and we've accommodated some of those, as many of those items and issues as we could address into our plans, and we're moving into discussions every day with landowners. Continue on, as I said, meeting one-on-one, talking about each individual's interests and concerns.
But I mean, can you quantify? I mean, have you secured access to half the land that you need?
So we've secured access to about 30% of the property that we need, and now that we have the preferred alignment identified, we know there's a single alignment. Previously, there were multiple choices, and we needed to preserve our capital for the single alignment that was chosen, and now we've moved out on that single alignment, purchasing more property.
Tim Keith is the man who shakes the trees and gets the money, and so far it's coming in. Tim Keith, president of you don't like that categorization?
No, I do. I appreciate the comment. Shake of the trees is coming in. It is. It does involve a bit of travel, and there's some definite activities with it. So we do appreciate the milestones when we meet them, and especially appreciate your interest.
I would think so. Tim Keith, president of Texas Central Partners. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.